Portland, Oregon has come up with a novel way to address income inequality. Publicly traded companies that do business in Portland will now face a new tax if their CEO makes 100 times more than the average worker. Steve Novick came up with the idea. He's a city commissioner in Portland. And Novick told me this idea is the closest thing he's seen to a tax on inequality itself.
Extreme economic inequality is, next to global warming, the greatest challenge we face. Not just the richest 1%, but the richest 0.1% have far more wealth and income and power than they did 40 years ago. And I think that's unhealthy for the economy, unhealthy for the society, unhealthy for our politics.
And what effect do you think it actually will have?
Well, if only Portland does it, it won't have much effect. But if a bunch of other cities and counties and states adopt proposals like this, then the shareholders of America will realize that they have fewer after-tax profits to divvy up because they are paying CEOs these extraordinary pay packages. So I would hope that that would mean that the shareholders of America would decide we're going to start paying our workers a little more and our CEOs a little less. It might even get shareholders to look at the research that shows the companies that pay their CEOs ridiculous amounts do not perform better than companies that pay their CEOs more modest amounts. There are very successful companies like Whole Foods that deliberately try to ensure that the CEO doesn't make ridiculous amounts. And in fact, if you look at other countries like Western Europe and Japan, the United States is unusual in paying CEOs ridiculous amounts. And it's not like our companies perform so much better than Japanese or Western European companies.
Steve, some might argue that a tax placed on a business by government or government regulation is bad for business, that it can act as a brake on that company's growth, and that can be negative for the economy as a whole. What would you say?
Well, we just tried this interesting experiment of not regulating Wall Street over the past 20 years, and the result was a financial crisis where Wall Street ran the entire economy into the ground. So the idea that government regulation is always bad for the economy has, I think, been dramatically disproved by recent events. We used to have no regulations on pollution, and we had very dirty air and water. In the 1970s, under President Richard Nixon, we created EPA and passed the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. And now we have much cleaner air and water, and we still have an economy. So the idea that all government regulation of business is bad and destroys the economy is thoroughly ridiculous.
Now, the Portland Business Alliance has come out against this tax. They say it will fail to address income inequality. So how do you respond to that?
Well, although I have many friends of the Portland Business Alliance, I haven't seen them suggesting ways to address income inequality. And I think that if this gets picked up by a lot of jurisdictions, it will do something to address income inequality. Remember that this phenomenon of CEOs being paid hundreds of times what the typical worker makes is a fairly recent phenomenon. In the 1960s, when the American economy was the envy of the world and our corporations were the envy of the world, the typical CEO made about 20 times what the typical worker made. So I'm just trying to give corporations a nudge to return to that kind of equitable pay structure. And in fact, I like to say that I'm just trying to make America great again.
Steve Novick is a city commissioner in Portland, Oregon. The tax will take effect in January 2018. It's expected to raise up to $3.5 million a year. Novick has just a few weeks left at Portland City Hall. He lost re-election last month.